So I've been at a client meeting this morning and had a very good meeting and it went very well. And one of the conversations that we had was about imagery and selecting imagery for your site. And I just wanted to pass on two pieces of advice that came out of this meeting that I think are very worthwhile. Whether you're running a website, whether you're a designer, imagery is a vital part of what you do. And you could write an entire book on choosing imagery for your website. But the two pieces of advice I want to give is, one, don't feel the need you've always got to be literal in the imagery that you use. I think oftentimes non-designers, website owners in particular, worry about the message that the imagery that they pick conveys, that it, you know, gives them a certain impression, that it might be read the wrong way or interpreted the wrong way. People don't respond to imagery on an intellectual level. They don't go, oh, well, you know, they're trying to say X, Y, and Z in this particular picture. What they do is they look at it and they have an emotional response to it. It's how an image, the emotional message the image conveys is more important than the literal one. And oftentimes, as designers, we pick images that may resonate with people emotionally and convey the right feeling, but don't necessarily have to be a literal representation of something. There are too many websites out there filled with imagery of businessmen shaking hands, because ultimately that's what the companies do. They have meetings, you know, and you can't be just that literal. You've got to rely on creating an emotional connection with your user. And that's how people respond to imagery. And imagery is great for that. So that's point one. Second thing I want to say is, one of the big problems with, I think, web designers is that they design beautiful websites with lovely imagery and then they hand it over to the client. And the client has a content management system and they put up imagery as part of their news stories or whatever else, and they're higgledy-piggledy imagery from all kinds of different places. Varying quality, and there's no consistency between them. Another thing I highly recommend if you've got a website, I'm not for a minute going to say, oh, only designers should put up imagery, because that's naive. It doesn't work like that in the real world. And we don't all have the luxury of in-house designers to work custom script every page beautifully. But what you can do with the imagery is apply a certain stylistic technique to any image so that that is then represented across all of the images that that you produce. So, for example, as a web designer, you can provide your client with a Photoshop action, or you can run that through some various server-side scripting, or embed it in Flash, or however you choose to do it, that basically processes the image to give it then consistency across the entire site. So, for example, you might teach your client how to desaturate an image so that, you know, it's not black and white, but it's not fully color either, just so it's got a kind of effect to it. You might teach your client how to isolate something from the background so that, you know, the images all have a white background. You might want to apply an effect around the edge of the image, or there's hundreds and hundreds of ways. But what it will do is it will provide some kind of consistency and style in your imagery. So it doesn't matter that they're being lifted from different sources, etc. So there you go, a couple of tips that have come out of today's meetings in regards to imagery.